General Petraeus is being very careful to point out that the surge in terms of the military operation has been successful in Baghdad in reducing the number of deaths and giving some time for the al-Maliki government to be some breathing room, I think, as it's been called, to be able to take charge and get a political, diplomatic, and economic solution. In other words, obtaining success on the benchmarks. And he's very clear to point that out. He's also clearly pointing out that Al-Anbar has been a success, which I've supported in the surge because they've been able to join together with the local chieftains, the local tribal leaders, and Al-Qaeda has become the common enemy. So that's what he's pointing out very, very carefully, and I think he's doing an outstanding job doing that. The Maliki government has not responded as positively as I had hoped that they would. I'm concerned that they're not really committed to the project. I'm concerned that there's not enough effort, and then there are not enough results. Both the GA report, the Jones Commission, and others have given them failing grades on a number of the benchmarks that they haven't even achieved anything. And some they've achieved partial success, and maybe that's even been generous in those cases. So the al-Maliki government is not moving forward the way that it is supposed to. So my concern is, if we continue to give them more breathing room and we lose more troops in the process and spend much more money trying to do that, what's the chance of success? And that's the kind of question that General Petraeus can't answer right now, but that's the kind of question I think that needs to be answered about this this mission. The next step has to be some sort of a bipartisan agreement to either accept this mission the way now that General Petraeus is outlining it, or another kind of way to move forward. Senator Collins and I have come up with a plan that would immediately transition our troops out of Baghdad. It would start it. It would take 6 months to complete it. We would replace our troops with their troops, their combat-ready troops, and in that sense, force the Maliki government to begin to protect itself, defend itself, so that it can govern itself. We would then take our troops and go across the other parts, northern part of Iraq, on secure the borders, but go after the bad guys, whoever they are, Al-Qaeda. They've got them on the run, so let's take them out. Go to the south and do what we can to stop the violence that's down there coming from the militias in the south, in the Shia south. If we put together what I would call a residual force to protect the assets in Iraq, then we can take the combat troops and go after the Al-Qaeda and the other bad guys, wherever they are, and allow General Petraeus and the other generals on the ground to determine what level of troop strength would be required. He's already said that we would begin to cut 4,500 troops rather quickly, and the president, according to just a news release, if it's accurate, has promised to have it cut back to pre-surge strength by the summer of next year. This would facilitate that mission by transitioning out of Baghdad to go after the bad guys and build this residual force.